One man's response to the famine will help a million people. Turkish Christians get to reclaim stolen property after 75 years, and InterVarsity starts the school year off with a bang. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Famine in East Africa is getting worse. The UN Refugee Agency reports 19% of Somali refugee children arriving at the Kobe camp in the Dalo-Alo area are suffering from severe and acute malnutrition. Global Aid Network's Scott Hendricks says 12 million people in five countries are in stage five of a famine. Up to 40% of the people are malnourished. Hendricks says they need food.
Global Aid Network has the food available, and we're just trying to raise the money to ship that food.
Ray found out about the need, sent out an email to his friends encouraging them to do the same. Hendricks says what God did was amazing.
In 48 hours, Ray was able to raise enough money for one container, and they're just about raised enough money for the second container.
Ray's employer also found out about it, and they got involved.
Through Ray, he's provided four containers of food. That's over a million meals.
Your $100 gift will provide 1,000 meals and the gospel. We'll connect you at our website. Next, in 1936, the Turkish government confiscated hundreds of properties from Jewish and Christian communities. Now, 75 years later, the government has agreed to give it back. Sources have yet to speculate as to whether this will actually mean more freedom for believers in the mostly Muslim nation. Voice of the Martyrs Canada praises God for the development, though, and is asking you to pray that this will embolden Christians to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. India. It's a country with over a billion people and more than 1,000 dialects. It's been the focus of outreach by missionaries for centuries. The need for workers and funding to help resource those workers are great. Gospel for Asia does just that, says Daniel Punos.
There are, 500,000 villages just in India alone that have not heard the gospel even one time. We go to villages often, we ask people, do you know Jesus Christ? And the person will respond to us and say, I've lived here all my life. Your friend Jesus isn't here. Check the next village down the road.
GFA has thousands of missionaries ready to go, but Puno says they just need to be sent. He says Christians in the West can have a significant impact.
For a national missionary, someone who grew up in the country, knows the language, likes the food, likes the heat, they can connect with people easily. Someone can actually help a missionary for $30 a month.
Sponsor a missionary. We'll connect you at our website. Next, it's only been a few short weeks, but already InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says God's moving in a new season of college campus ministry. InterVarsity's Jim Lundgren says they're on 557 campuses involving 37,000 core students and faculty. He says they're combating biblical illiteracy by drawing students in.
To a Bible study, draw them into one-to-one interactions about their faith, draw them into campus-wide meetings, for instance, at the University of California, San Diego. 50 students became Christians at a campus-wide meeting for new students.
While ministry potential is great, funding needs are equally great. Lundgren says many student leaders are not fully supported financially.
The problem is that pulls them off campus and pulls them out of those relationships while they go to work for Starbucks or some other place that will provide them with extra income.
And how do Portugal, American football, and the gospel connect? Brady Nurse might find it simple. Football is only just taking off in Europe, and less than 2% of Portuguese have any relationship with Christ. But God's broken barriers using Nurse, an International Mission Board missionary and coach of the Lisbon Crusaders. Through Bible studies with his team, Nurse has watched nearly 30 football players come to know Christ. Pray for this unique ministry to grow. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love. It's a pictorial book with selected scripture verses both in English and Russian to help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.